After the shooting happened inside Perry Hall High School on the first day of school, Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson joins us now. Chief Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ann.
Can you walk us through the events of what your detectives say happened today at Perry Hall High School?
At 10:45 this morning, a student entered the cafeteria. He is a student of Perry Hall High School. He immediately began to pull from concealment a weapon, at which time several of the teachers, the instructors who were assigned to the cafeteria detail, observed this. They began to approach him. He, at that point in time, discharged one round from this weapon, striking a 17-year-old youth who was also a student of the school. As the instructor began to grapple with this suspect, he discharged a second round, which we do not believe struck anyone at that point. There was a school resource officer who was at the back of the cafeteria just outside. As you would imagine, once he heard this round, the first round being fired, he was rushing toward the teacher and the student. And at that point in time, that the school resource officer, along with the aid of the instructors, took the youth into custody. He currently is at our police facility and is being questioned at this point in time, and we're putting this case together.
Chief, what do you know about the shooter that you can share with our listeners that makes you all believe? I know the county executive said it wasn't random, or says it was random, excuse me, that no one was targeted. Why do you think that is the case?
We believe that the incident was random in nature. Obviously, he brought the weapon to school, and we are not aware of any connection between the victim and the suspect at this point in time. But at this point, it's an active investigation, and we're not releasing any further information on that topic.
Chief, how crowded was the cafeteria? Can you give us a sense of what that was like? How many kids might have been in there or students?
The cafeteria appears to be a rather large, as you would imagine, in a high school facility. There appears to have been a number of students in that cafeteria by the books and other things that were left behind as the cafeteria students began to vacate that particular room.
Do you believe that the shooter acted alone, or do you have any information otherwise?
We believe the shooter acted alone.
And what kind of charges does he face, or could he
face? Right now, we're putting this case together, and by late this afternoon, after working with the state's attorney's office, charges will be announced.
And, Chief, I know that it happens now frequently because of the use of social media. So much gets thrown out there, sometimes misinformation, sometimes accurate information. Give our listeners a sense of how quickly your detectives in a situation like this get on social media to either try and find evidence or try and get some information, and then how do you use that at all?
As in every case we work, we take a look at social media. We take a look at the seconds, the minutes, the days and months prior to an incident, and we assess and critique each and every one to build a case and also to prevent future tragedies of this nature.
Chief, is there just one, or I guess I should ask you, how many school resource officers are at Perry Hall? Because I know it's the biggest high school.
There were school resource officers obviously on the scene today. And as all county schools today at the middle and high school level, SROs are on scene.
Chief, how hard is it, or I guess how secure is that school building on any given day? Can anybody just walk in? I mean, how does it work for them?
Well, several years ago, many measures were taken to tighten security in these structures. There are reporting procedures to the office, but I want to remind your listeners that this was a young man, a student of the school, who brought a weapon in concealment, obviously, to the school. And I commend the educators that immediately intervened. They were very close. And certainly their actions appear at this moment to have prevented significant injury to other individuals.
So was anybody else injured at all?
At this time, we're only aware of one victim. There were, I think, news covered one or more people being taken, students being taken out. Those individuals were having problems from just the stress of the ordeal, who may or may not have even witnessed any of this activity.
And, Chief, I can imagine it must be a very large crime scene. Do you suspect that or expect school to be open tomorrow? Is this going to be one of those processes where it's going to take a couple days to actually continue to process what's inside?
Our detectives and personnel are working in the school to collect evidence, do what we have to do, and then we'll work with county schools and, of course, the decision when to open If they open at all tomorrow, will be the school's decision.
Chief Jim Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's 3:05, and let's get a check on traffic.